It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live September 16th, 2024 at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. A beautiful Pisces moon is in the air. How are you? I hope you had a great week. Boy, I mean, yeah, lots to get to today, I think. It's going to be so interesting. It's the day before an eclipse. How often do we get to have that? Seriously. I mean, that is so much fun. And so we want to, of course, talk about that, see how you guys are doing. But first, let's get you over to the room. The easiest way to get there is go over to 12radio.com. And in the left-hand column, third button down or link down says chat. If you click it, you'll come over. And we see that we got some new member requests today. I'm approving you guys right now. Come on in. And that's what will happen. You ask to come in, we approve you, and you get to enjoy the room, which is just beautiful. And I see that Jay has put up my banner. Thank you, Jay, my producer Jay, who just finished his show with Carolyn. Great show. They've been having a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun listening to them. That's Javi saying hi to everybody. As you come down, you'll see the banner for the show, and there's a little link that says comments. And if you click the comments button, right above where they land, you'll see a thing that says top comments. You want to change that to all comments, and then you can see everybody. I don't know why Facebook does that, but I think it's just to encourage more people. Like if you're a top commenter, then you get all these like fun, warm fuzzies. It's Lynn Goldberg. Hi, Lynn. Hip, hip, hooray. It's Mark Husson Day. Oh, how sweet. Happy almost full moon in Pisces, Mark, and 1-2 family. P.S. Taking you all on my walk on this delicious, cool, and rainy Monday. Isn't that fun, Lynn? I love that. Thank you for letting us be in your ear. I'll try not to shout. Peggy's in the house. Hi, Peggy. Peggy just celebrated her little doggy's birthday. I just saw the picture, Peggy. Yogi, adorable how you spoil him and love him. And John always says that's what they're, what are dogs for? You spoil them. And I absolutely love it. I can't, my dogs, I'm like, I think I'm going to need kisses. And then they run because they know daddy's about to grab them, kidnap them, and abuse them with kisses. Tara's in the house. How you doing, Tara? Great gift image, because that is what is kind of happening soon. Truly, welcome. Hi, Renee. Thanks for being here. Got your eclipse glasses on. I don't think we need them on this one because it's the moon that's being eclipsed, but I love the image. Truly, thanks for being here. Good morning. She's saying, feeling full of gratitude today and excited to hear the show. Thank you, Truly. That's so sweet. Hope I don't let you down. Erica's in the house all the way from London across the pond. Looking forward to this today. So much to know. I am doing so much work with Chiron, and look where he is. Would love to have the inside track on him. Love from across the pond. Chiron is amazing, you guys. Chiron is this little, it's like a asteroid or a comet, even some people had said, but it's like a mini planet that sort of exists between Saturn and Uranus. And so it has been known to be like this bridge, this planet that sort of connects to it. If you think about Saturn and Uranus, what we'll learn is that they're almost opposite energies, but when they work together, it's pretty amazing. Sorry for Javi barking. I don't want to yell at him yet. It should pass really quickly. There's a lot of deer these days. They, like all the babies have come out. I had to yell. All the deers are out and the little babies, and they come and stare at the boys, at the dogs. Like they're not afraid at all. I need to yell. Hang on one sec. Okay. I think that got him. Lord. And so, yeah, they come and stare at the boys, and they just, it's almost like they they're tantalizing them. They're sort of taunting them, and they don't move. I mean, I'll come out and the deer just stare, and it's sort of the scariest point in my walk isn't the bears, because we have bears out here. They like run from you. It's when you see 13, 14, 15 deer families, and they're in the street and they're not moving. And I'm walking down the middle of the street in this sort of like country area, and they're not moving. They're just staring. And it's sort of, it's intimidating. I can't even tell you. So what I do is I pull them close to me, the boys, on very short leash, and we walk in the middle of the street, and because I don't want to turn away. I don't want them to win. So they do eventually separate for us, but it's a little intimidating. I'd say it's greatly intimidating. So now when he sees deer, he just wants to go at them. So, you know, whatever. Okay, so Chiron, yes, this little planet between Saturn and Uranus, and it's definitely, people work with it for healing, for their wounds, to see some of how they're bridging this gap of it's kind of like the burden that we carry. It's a deep, I hate calling it a wound, but it is kind of pointing to where we hold maybe our resentments, maybe our burdens, maybe our sadness, maybe and if we looked at our lives seriously and honestly, I think we might notice that we all carry a little bit of that, a little bit of this wound from childhood, from, you know, some people might say past lives, but it's in there. And working with Chiron and understanding it is kind of relieving. It's sort of like, it can be very healing. So right now it's opposing Venus. If you look at the chart I put up today, and please get on the mailing list. I love for you to be on the mailing list. We don't abuse you. I make pretty little pictures and then we sort of send them out to say, hey, we're having a sale at 1-2 or mostly that, and the Power Peak, and then the show. So, I mean, get on the mailing list. It's definitely worth the 3 seconds you get to look at what we're announcing. But in it, CA does a brilliant job of the Power Peak, of what's of dissecting the week ahead. And I don't know how she does it every week. I don't. It's Mercury in Aries at its finest, where she's just bringing this information, and it's energized, and it's nonstop, and it's brilliant. So I send out my newsletter like Sunday nights, maybe Monday mornings, and you'll see a chart in there. And in that chart, you can look for this thing that looks like a key. And in this chart today, particularly, it's at the about 7 o'clock position. You'll see a little key, maybe even more closer to 9 o'clock. It says 22 and then a little 22. That's Chiron. And basically it is at 22 Aries. So Aries, if you're an Aries during this cycle, if you're a Libra during this cycle, a Cancer or a Capricorn, you're experiencing a healing motif in your life. And I don't know how it's been showing up for you. It's really hard to sometimes navigate and pinpoint healing, because you have to kind of know that you're hurt to heal sometimes, right? You know, sometimes you're in the middle of it and you're like, God, I didn't realize until you're done how much that was hurting me, or how depressed I was, or how sad I really was, or how I was carrying this thing. We do that in life. Now, this cycle, I really want to take some time with you on this particular cycle right before the eclipse. It's extraordinary, number one, but number two, it's watery. If you notice, those of you that understand astrology, we have Saturn, the Moon, Neptune in water signs right now. And we have this, so much other stuff going on, but the eclipse is in the water sign of Pisces. Saturn is in Pisces, Neptune's in Pisces. And that energy, Piscean energy, is nothing you want to take lightly, because it's in that watery energy of Pisces that stuff happens, and it happens without your mind being aware of it on any level. Okay. It's one of those things. If you're a water sign, you kind of understand this. If you're an air sign, you probably want to run away as far as you can from this concept. If you're a fire sign, you kind of get it and sort of think you get it and slough it off. And if you're an earth sign, you also kind of get it. But here it is. it's this thing that, like, before you know it, you're in it. And you didn't see it coming. You didn't know you were in it until you're done with it. And we swim in that energy. Like, for example, have you ever noticed that during certain times, especially during these Piscean times, that your moods kind of control you? I mean, it's not like, well, I mean, we used to have a cycle, especially when the planets were fiery. We'd say, I'm going to go work this off. I'm going to go, bah, bah, bah. And now it's sort of like, I'm not doing anything because my mood is saying, okay. And a lot of you are tired. I hear that all the time. I feel that. I'm coming out of my tired cycle, I think. Thank goodness. It's kind of depressing. It's not like, it's like just to be like, and you think, is this unmotivated? Is this just low energy? Is this depression? Is that, what is it? And like everything else, if you ride it through, you can get to the truth. If you can stop judging it, quit being afraid of it, and sort of like experience it, it'll shift. But Saturn in Pisces is going to hold us there until we work on some of these wounds of Pisces. And it's very important to understand the wound of Pisces. Pisces' wound comes from birth. It comes at birth. It's a connection to the mom. All of our connections to mom, wherever we have Pisces in our chart, the mother connection. Meaning, how was your mom? How was her health? How was her mental health? How was her emotional health? And you tie into that with this, wherever you have Pisces in your chart, you tie into it, especially if you have Pisces at the very top of your chart in the 10th house and the 4th house, as a sun sign, as a moon sign, as a rising sign, where if you are familiar with yourself as a Pisces, then you understand the tie to mom. And the reason that's important is how she made resolution with her own happiness is kind of like your formula. For all of us, it's true. For those of you with Pisces, you have a way to look for it. But for all of us, it's true. How your mom navigated her mental health, okay, is a blueprint for you. Because Pisces is the mythology of Pisces is definitely the symbiosis with the mother, okay? And how you build your defenses in the world. Like Saturn in Pisces, and a lot of you are Saturn in Pisces people. You were born with it. Many of you are having your second Saturn return. So you're experiencing this again, is where you look at your relationships to people from a different place of strength. Those guys that are having the Saturn returns, that's part of what you're doing. The rest of us who aren't having the Saturn return but have Saturn in Pisces as an experience now because it's in the sky right now in that sign, are doing a similar thing about looking at our boundaries. So many people I know I see how they can't separate boundaries of what they want, what the other person wants, what are their own particular needs. I see it like knee-jerk reaction, automatic. And I'm talking, I have a lot of people I know, a lot of stories I get to hear, and it's prevalent in every single story, our connection to another person, our life being controlled by the fear of the other person's reaction, our life being controlled by the fear of abandonment by another person, our life being controlled by the response from another person. Think about it for yourself. See if you see where that is a case, where that's happened. And then, if it isn't in your personal life, how many of you are terrified of the election? How many of you are terrified that your life is going to be controlled and destroyed by the outcome of this election? Convinced, hands down, that you're just convinced. That's the effect of this. That's the power of Pisces. And how many of you have asked yourselves to snap out of it? Come back home. Like, hey, over here, sanity waits. How many of you have actually had to pull yourself away from the news cycle just to feel normal again? This is the power of Pisces, you guys. I'm telling you, it gets in deep. It gets into the point where you don't even know that you flipped, that you gave your safety up to something outside of you. You don't even notice. And if it's not a person, place, or dog, or cat, it's a somebody on TV. It's somebody in this sort of fantasy illusion that gets projected into our homes. Or it's media. And so the decades old question, the eons old question for Pisces is, where do I begin and you end? Where am I in all of this? And you guys, it's important to find that peace. The little voice that says, I'm over here. I'm still here. I'm still here. I've told you many times the story of my rock. When everything in my life fell apart and I had nothing, I had no one, I had my rock. I had the one single voice and one single experience that said, I'm still here. I know everybody else is gone, but I'm still here and it's going to be okay. Stand over here. Guess what, you guys? This is your time and my time, all of our time, to get to our rocks, to find it again. And it's not out here. Out here can point arrows and say, wait, it's over there. It's just going to be a mirror. But this is your time. Stop the insanity. It's easy to get there. It's easy to get there, especially in the Virgo Pisces cycle, which is what we're in right now. Because everybody thinks they're freaking right. Everybody's a know-it-all. Everybody's absolutely convinced that reality is being defined by them and they know what's going on. It's just, they're clear. And if you can find somebody who isn't that, good for you. Please talk to them. And so this eclipse is coming and it's sort of landing in our charts in a way that is saying, okay, I'm going to be able to see the forest and the tree. Okay, I'm going to be able to see the tree is what the Virgo sees and all the little bugs on it. And the camera pulls out and the Pisces sees the forest. And together, they're going to be able to see what path they want to walk. You're going to be able to see where you want to go. This eclipse is so about clarity, it's ridiculous. Okay, I want to take a second and see exactly how you all are doing. Because I'm covering a lot and it's, you know, for me, I want to see that we're on the right track. And if anybody has comments or questions, we're coming back to it. I promise we'll get right back on the horse and talk about the cycle that we're in, because this is so huge. I have so much news for you. And we have so many weeks of being able to disseminate it and talk about it. I promise. And so let's see here. I'm going to all comments and taking a little key down. Okay. Dia, happy Monday. Can't wait to hear your take on the full moon lunar eclipse. It's in my seventh. I'll be at a pool taking a scuba class on buoyancy. Oh, how funny in this Pisces time. So I can glide effortlessly, uselessly, and hover almost as if by thought. So they say, I love that, Dia. Good for you. Dia, I knew the name. Hi. You're my Scorpio friend from years ago, right? Oh my God. It's good to see you. That's amazing. Hi, Linus. Claudia, welcome. Pamela, thank you. Penny, hi. Lori Love's in the house. I'm a Capricorn. Chiron is in Pisces. Saturn is in Capricorn too. Just finished my second Saturn return. Yeah, let me see. Did you, about 4 years ago, right? If your Saturn's in Capricorn. Yeah, you guys had it. You did just finish it. It is now, let me see, Pisces Aquarius was 2.5 years. Yeah, so about 2.5 years ago, or maybe four years ago, Lori. But yeah, you did, and I bet you have some stories about it. Since you're a Capricorn, Saturn returns, probably not so hard. Laura, hi. Laura, and then Lara, Hi, Laura. Hi, Pamela. It's been clear and sunny the past few days. Clouds will be rolling in tomorrow, just in time. Thanks, New England. You are nothing, G, if not consistent. You are nothing if not consistent. That's really good. I'm glad you have that kind of weather. Quelly, Monday blessings. Thank you, honey. Good to see you. Hi, Maya. Thanks. Audra, good morning, loves Omar. Sun along Mercury, Chiron, Venus, and Saturn, and Pisces in the 12th. what cracks me up is sort of like it's sort of like, oh no, I've got this. And you do, and it's beautiful. And Saturn and Neptune are definitely helping you. This eclipse is going to help you. We're going to talk more about it, Audra, so we'll get there. This Pisces, Charlene, woke up with a foggy brain. Going to use this day to relax and daydream. What a perfect thing to do for a Pisces moon. Renee, 10th house Pisces here. Normally no planets, but transiting planet, of course, now. Yes, and so 10th house and mom connection. A deep mother connection. See if that's true for you. Good morning. I am late. Inga, never late. Truly. Okay, thank you. I love those classes. All right. Okay, you guys, so you're doing good. So here's the thing. So first of all, we don't want to ever be afraid of a transit, because remember, transits are telling us the transcription of what we're experiencing now. They're not predicting the future. They're telling us where we are. They're sort of like if somebody said, hey, transcribe Mark, they'd send me my chart. They'd show me today's transits on my chart. That's the transcription. So they're one and the same. It's not happening to you. So get out of that idea. This is happening. It's happening. And we're talking about it as it's happening because it's fun and it sort of makes us feel less alone, right? Don't you think the number one thing we want to do on the planet is just feel less alone? That's our big secret. So let's not feel alone. Let's kind of bring this in. Virgo, ironically, is the loner sign of the zodiac. So there's a part of all of us that how many of you in the past week said, don't you just want to lock? I want to cut all cords, be gone, hide in the corner for a little bit, you know, me and the gang, and just sort of like no input, nothing, 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 nothing. I want it all to go away, all the input to go away. Okay, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's so interesting to watch how we, you know, I do it a lot through the dogs. If there's a sore, like Javi had a little sore in his paw like a few weeks ago, you know, and Duncan, you know, you all know the Duncan, a lot of you know the dew claw story where I had to rush him to the vet. Great experiences all the way around there. But then we're in this cycle where they're knock wood. They're doing so good. They're happy. They're jumping around. They're like teasing me. Like Duncan knows I hate for him to grab my single sock because I'm like, where are my socks going? And he just takes it and waits for me to see him and then throws it up in the air, grabs it and runs. It's like, we're happy. He's happy. But how hard it was to just, all of a sudden we're happy. It's like, there's no lingering. It took me a minute to forget that we were just in like, he was, you know, sleeping in the corner of the bed because he was hurt and da da da. It's easy to forget when these things happen. And so it's easy, just as easy for me to forget these moments where they're happy and he's throwing the sock up in the air when they're sick. We just forget all this. This ebb and flow is ridiculously too smooth. Right? It's just too smooth. There's no pilot announcing we're about to hit turbulence. It just hits and then we deal. And all of a sudden life looks like this, right? Then life looks like this and then it settles and we come to the other conclusion. And then life is this. And then, and that's Pisces. And that's why this is such an important time, because Pisces kind of, oh, so much. Neptune has been in Pisces for what, 14 years? It's in its ruler. It has colored us. Think about this drug world that we're in, pharmaceutical ads, microdosing, legalization of marijuana. I mean, this is the Piscean Neptune Pisces thing, and it's almost ending. And not only is it almost ending, Saturn's with it now. Saturn's going to be in Aries with it. And then at the same time, those two planets are going to change signs next year. Pluto's going to change signs next year. Uranus is going to change signs next year. These are planets that never change signs. You hear me? They never change signs. Pluto takes from 40 years to 14 years to change a sign. And it's changing next year. Neptune takes 14 years to change a sign. It's changing next year. Uranus takes 7 years to change a sign. It's changing next year. Saturn's changing next year. It takes 2.5 years. Are you kidding me? Consciousness, what we knew and what you're dealing with today, what your frets and worries are today, are kind of pointless because we will be in a different mindset next year, this time. It's going to be so fun to talk to you and try to remember when we were sort of like fretting and sort of like, Pisces makes you feel like you're in an ocean and you've been living there. It's like any one of a million movies that sort of like are crazy acid trip movies, right? All of a sudden, it's like they wake up and it was a dream. Or all of a sudden, they're like in an ocean and they've been there for 100 years. And like, what? It's crazy. That's what this is. And the eclipse to me brings it home in a big way. Because A, if you kind of wake up in the dream that you're having, which is right now, if you kind of use the metaphor with me, please. If you kind of just lift your eye open lucidly and say, okay, if this is sort of as lucid as they're saying, if this is as loose as they're saying, if this is as ethereal as he's talking about, I should be able to create anything I want. And guess what? You can. But there are some conditions. You can't create out of fear. It doesn't work very well. You have to create from a place of like, okay, like, you know, when people are in horrible relationships, when they're in a horrible relationship, it's an archetype. Like many of you probably aren't. But if you're in a horrible relationship, you kind of like the worst time to leave is when you had a big fight. And it's not the worst time to leave. It's the time that probably isn't the most permanent because it's emotion and it's anger and you're scared and the best time. And God bless you. If you're in a dangerous situation, leave. I don't care what your mood is. Get the hell out and take care of yourself. Period. Case closed. Don't question it. Don't try to do the right thing. Just go take care of yourself. That's always the rule. But if you're contemplating a divorce, if you're contemplating leaving, if you're contemplating a change, the most powerful ones are the ones you do from like, I think I'm done. Like, you know, no drama. It's just sort of in me. I feel it. Or maybe beyond I think I'm done, I'm done. I want to do this in my life and I'm going to move on and I don't see you in the future of it and I'm sorry. I'm out. So my point is, as we're doing, when you're creating something that you desire, that's why the trick, and I call it a trick, it really isn't, is to first be grateful for everything you can be. Take a minute and just see. Today, this morning on my walk, I was like, I am so grateful for this decision that I wasn't sure I should make of moving where we moved. And I had this moment of like, I am so freaking grateful, but I wish this feeling could have helped me make the decision so I didn't angst so much when it was time to make the decision. But I did it. I'm so grateful that I did. I like where I live. And I was out among the scary deer today. But it's in that place where you can create, where we get to create. It really is. But let's say you're not there. Let's say you're just riddled with some worry, some fear, some angst, some hurt, whatever. Again, that Pisces eclipse happening tomorrow is allowing you to see the beauty of the whole picture, why it brought you here. And you, when you play, like, and it's a game to play to say, why did I want this? Why did I create this? If you can do that without blaming, like it's a sound of blame, like, why did you create this? It's like, no, if you had a dream that this was created, that this is your circumstance, why would you have that dream? If you believe that everything that happens to support you, then the question becomes very important. Why did I create this? Like, what's the gift? And it's in that place you get to manifest some true things that you desire, true things you desire. Do you know how easy it is to manifest when you are experiencing gratitude for your life from a place of true, like, I am so grateful right now. Just that I get to breathe, or that, you know, my friend's got a good cancer diagnosis. You know, it's the prognosis is really good. You know, I see, you know, we all have our organs are all working right now, you know, that kind of thing. Gratitude is amazing. And from that place, extending that gratitude out to desire, to what you want. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want to see? And it's easier to do that because if you're in a state of contentment, it's not like, get me the hell out of here. Because you first filled yourself up with a, I like where I'm at. I like this place. And it's not a judgment. Not everybody gets there. I don't want to hear this kind of talk when I'm in a piss ass mood. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I'll hear it. I can't do it. That's okay. Because in that moment, I'm fully present without, I don't like what's happening. But there are so many minutes where I can look back and go, God, this could be so much worse. This could be so much worse. Always could be better. This could be so much worse. And be happy for the simple gratitude. I'm telling you, gratitude's our secret key here. Not in that new agey thing. It's just creating a mental attitude of like, we're bringing your thoughts to what really works, because the news is really focusing on what bleeds, what doesn't work. Because that's why you watch. Politicians have to be focused on what isn't working. And they try to scare us into believing it's as bad as worse could ever be. Okay. And everybody has a different way of doing it. I'm just saying, wherever your alignment is, whatever you're watching, whatever you're doing, it is affecting you if it's coming from the outside in. So start a little bit of that. This is the gift of the Pisces moon, you guys. I'm telling you, this eclipse so clearly represents your ability to slough off everything that isn't yours. Thank you, Virgo. Everything that isn't yours, get rid of it. Pick those insects off the tree bark. And to have a moment to say, wow, I am wholly connected to all this. I see it. I see my part of the forest where I'm at. I see the collective at work here. And I can do something about it. I can do something about it by changing a little piece of something that's hurting me. And what's hurting a lot of us right now, I'm promising you, is going to be the news. It's not going to be fun. And it doesn't save you to be aware of it. Your mind wants to trick you into that. So I'm not saying turn the news off, because I don't turn it off completely. But I am definitely not spending the time I used to spend in front of the TV listening to stupid news. Okay, hold on. Let me get back to you. And I would like to talk to Mark Zuckerberg about, you know, two things. Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. I'd love to talk to him about what happened to making us excited about you dropping a new line that costs thousands of dollars. What happened to being excited and all the hype and all the junk and all the little, like, we are the best, blah, blah, blah. And I love Apple. I'm a big Apple fanboy. But you know what? Please, how many years before we got something that was exciting, like a triple flip phone or just something that was like, wow, like Vision Pro? Are you kidding me? $3,000? I don't care. Whatever. All right. So, and Mark Zuckerberg, just to talk about, can we do it? You know, like, let's walk through your product here and see why this is a little annoying. Okay. Sorry. I digress a little bit. All right. I'm coming down. Jennifer Lakshmi's in the house. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer's an advisor over at One2Listen. Thank you so much for your support of One2Listen.com. The advisors, the strength over there has been so amazing. We have been super busy. Their calls are coming in. People are really understanding the importance of the service we provide. It's pretty awesome. It is not your old-fashioned call a psychic hotline. This is like powerful people with powerful conversations, and you can do chat or call completely safe. The people who designed the technology to keep it safe, brilliant. And I'm so proud of everybody involved. Jennifer's one of them. I'll keep pointing out as I run into them in the chat room. Good morning, folks. The lunar eclipse is conjunct my Venus. Woo! In the third. Okay. So let's keep an eye on this, Diana. Third house is siblings, okay? It's also your lower education or things that you might read or be involved in or, you know, media. And it also could be neighbors, okay? So think like people around you in your immediate environment. Let's keep an eye on what that tends to show. For me, it was always involved my siblings in some way. Lori says, yes, my Saturn return began in 2020 with COVID. Oh, boy, yeah, that makes sense. But not the hardest thing I've ever encountered. I tend to take most things in stride. A Capricorn saying, that's not the hardest thing I ever encountered is probably should be a t-shirt. Gwen, greetings, Mark. My moon in Taurus, 28, is feeling the Uranus Neptune. Ooh, yes, you are, Gwen. Take notes, girl. It's beautiful, beautiful time. Look at how your life has changed before. I swear, watch these transits happen. It's like a movie in real time. Please, like, just note where you were 5 years ago, how life looked, what would happen. Try to make notes of the feeling, tone, the differences. It's pretty amazing. Becky's in the house. Hi, Becky and Jay. She says, Mark and Jay, hey, I love the Virgo example you gave years ago. Virgos love duplexes. That's right. Every Virgo should live in a duplex with their partner. Wish I was aware of this when my daughter was growing up. We both would have been happier. I love your wisdom. Thank you. Ready for Pisces to move on. I'm an Aries sun, Virgo moon, and Cancer rising. Oh, big hugs to you, Becky. Very sweet. Very sweet post. Historically, when was the last time we saw many planets moving signs simultaneously? Oh, Charlene, good question. I'll have to have that the exact dates, but I got to go over with you these current ones. But I'm going to go back with you in time. Pamela, you always talk the sense back into me, Mark. Straight to the point. Not abrasive. Thank you. Backing away from the cliff. Pamela, yes, always, girl, always. Find the rock, right? We just got to have our little rock inside of us. And let me tell you, sometimes the ugly in me won't give me a break. It won't give me a break from, I don't want to see gratitude. I can't feel it. I can't do it. And it's like, okay, so it's sort of funny because the observer goes, damn, we can't break that. It's like, I know, I'm just in a pissy mood. I just don't, woo. I'm a Cancer after all, whatever. But you know what? It's like nothing like, okay, pull out the nurture stuff. You know, let's eat. Let's watch some TV. Let's bake that pizza. I don't care. It's like, I'm going to feel like shit anyway. You might as well just indulge me for a while, right? Okay, so I got to tell you these dates. This is so funny. You guys are beautiful, beautiful people. You make me feel unalone. And I think that's the thing about all of what we do here. It's about like treating each other like we're kind of all alone fighting this. It's like, because we have little aspects of our lives that we share with other people, but it definitely, and that feels unalone. That part of me feels unalone. This part of me that I share with this person feels unalone. This part of me feels unalone. But essentially, we feel kind of like, ugh. And sometimes there's segments where no one gets to share with me. Sometimes there's just things, there's things I do that I know people would be like, oh God, that's a nasty part of you. And like, who wants to share that? Well, go away. I'm like, whatever, but that's the whole point. Loneliness is sort of, it's comprehensive, right? It's like somebody can't know all of us, but it is so nice. And it's nice when we can share the things that who we are with people are nice. You know, like that thing about like, if you say something and it hurts somebody's feelings, that is so tiring. Like, oh, God help me. Now I've hurt a feeling by being me, so let me go do whatever. I mean, now you've controlled me. I tire. Okay, I'm going to show you what I was talking about. I'm going to get those dates over to you. 1 second, please, please, please. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. John sent them to me. John is beyond angel, but enough about him. okay. Hold on. Oh, come on. You sent it yesterday. Okay. Here it is. The last time Pluto entered Aquarius, okay, was in 1777, the Revolutionary War. The last time Neptune entered Aries, which is next year, it's in Pisces right now, 29, right? So the last time it entered Aries was the Civil War, 1861. And the last time Uranus entered Gemini, which is happening next year, was the beginning of 1941, World War II. Now, does that scare you? Don't let it. It's not that history, these planets, not every time that Neptune was in Aries did we have a war, but we do get to look at some things have to blow up. In other words, if we keep down a certain trajectory that isn't healthy, we have to change course. And sometimes it's like you have to be forceful. We're going to be following that really closely, but I have to go back and do some really good due diligence to find the last time three planets that were outer planets like this all changed in the same year. And you guys, it's not often. So this makes so much sense to me, and I know it does to you too, because remember, Capricorn is like our old sign. It's like the sign of corporations and tradition, right? And the sign after it, Aquarius, blows it up. Well, Pluto, for the very last time, I know you've heard me say this over and over and over, is dipped its toe back at 29 degrees of Capricorn until through the election. And then it's in forever. That's it. So we don't know. That's why nobody should try to predict the election, because that makes it about the election. What we do know is great change is coming. And Pluto in Aquarius is sort of symbolizing that. But is it great change from people, or is it going to be, you know, same people, different story? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want that to be the focus. I don't want it to be your focus. I want your focus to be, okay, I want to clean up this emotional mess. Okay. Any emotional mess that I have, I want to clean it up before the end of the year. I want to Marie Kondo my emotional body. You know what I'm saying? I learned a new phrase that isn't probably new to many of you, code switching, which is an old phrase, but it just hit the zeitgeist, I guess. And if I'm reading about it, you know, it's probably been in the social media for about 5 years. But it was from the 50s. It's a thing where people would change the way they talked based on who they were with. And I do have a sort of sassy part, and you know, it comes out, you all hear it every once in a while, but when I learned that phrase, I got so tickled. Like when I first heard virtue signaling, which I hate because it was used against me once, and I hate it. If it sounds too elitist, I can't stand it. Code switching, I didn't like at all, and then I found out it was from the 50s. A linguist had coined that term, so kind of like it. But anyway, why am I talking about that? I have no idea. But it kind of made me laugh because I'll code switch, and depending on you know, my circumstances where I need to, if I need to be sassy, mean, hard, cold, whatever. It sometimes helps to have somewhat of an ethnic exterior in the world. Okay. And sometimes it doesn't, right? Okay. Let me hit refresh. I know. And then I'm going to look at the week ahead, and then we're signing out, because you get to get readings from the amazing Kat Nicholson, who comes on after me. I'm so happy that Kat joined us on Mondays. She's such a bright spot for me. I love listening to her. She does. She just tireless. I mean, she sort of, did you all remember the story when Louise Hay came to visit Kat came and Kat wouldn't get off the phone. She had to work. She was working once who listened. She still is. And her dedication was like, no, I have people who are like, they kill me if I sign off. And Louise goes, and I said, it's Louise. And Louise goes, would you let the woman work? I respect the hell out of that. And then gave her a big hug. So, you know, I got picked on. That's all I did. I got picked on by Louise, which was, I loved it because that's my role in life. Okay. Let's take, okay. I think you all are good, but I have to see what happened as I closed my screen. So I'm coming back. Okay, all comments real quick, sliding down to the bottom. And, oh, it looks very good. You guys are good. All right, so let's look at the week ahead real quick. Now, if you go to the Power Peak, which is markspowerpeak.com or markhusson.com, the password is autumn, all lowercase. I send that out every Saturday night. CA goes crazy to, not goes crazy, she puts so much life into this that it's like, I can't imagine how she does it. And she works really hard to do it. Also, we have Kelly Whetstone. And I want to tell you real quick about Kelly. Kelly was a teacher here from at our local school that was like the Berkeley Psychic Institute. And she was like she became the head teacher. Kelly became this, she was an artist first when we met her. Then she started training in the psychic world, became an incredible spiritual advisor. And now she's teaching for the first time in a long, long time, the Empowered course at 1-2. I want you to please think about this class. It's at 1-2academy.com. It's called You Empowered. You have to hear Kelly at least once. Take the first class because you can get certified from her if you stay with it. Kelly has a no BS attitude about life. She watched her husband die and publicly and with all of us. She took us on the journey with her and how her faith and her spirituality and her wisdom and the people that she read from Stuart Wilde to Alan Cohen. I mean, Florence Scovel-Shinn, what is it? You know, Scovel-Shinn. She remembers like a steel trap, the wisdom of these things, and then puts them into action. And then she, after being a teacher for so many years, teaches you how to do it. The first class is called You Empowered, Energetic Tools to Master Your Personal Space. That's the first one. Everybody takes that one. And then she's going to go into using those and developing this sort of like when you're stuck. I'm telling you, I know people who have taken them. I have sent people to her courses. They're so grateful for the gifts Kelly teaches. Please keep it in mind. You go to 1-2academy.com. You can read all about it. You can get a feel for who Kelly is at 1-2listen.com. But I had to plug because I am remiss in not really highlighting and illuminating some of the extraordinary talent at 1-2listen. And she's an example of that. Please check her out. I mean that. Now, all right, let's look at the week real quick. What's going on? If you go to markhusson.com, like I said, the password is autumn. And you can see when you hit the enter button that each day of the week is listed with the moon and what's happening. Now, Tuesday is the big eclipse. It happens in the evening. When a full moon occurs, and the difference between an eclipse and a full moon is that simply where the shadow is. So during a full moon, we can look up and see the moon is full, right? In a full moon eclipse, if it's a full, it's a, you know, a total or even a partial, we'll see our shadow on the moon. So when the shadow is involved, an eclipse is involved. And so the sun is behind the earth. And then the earth is putting its shadow on the moon. That's this lineup. And it's a big one. You should be able to see it partially on Tuesday night. Okay, so we'll have a sale at 1-2listen to encourage phone calls all day Tuesday to get you prepared. Then we go, can you believe that this is going to be a Pisces moon until Wednesday? And then it goes into Aries. Now, here's the thing. When you're transitioning from a Pisces moon to an Aries moon, you got to be, such a major transformation that it goes from being into like, let's say music and like empathy and sympathy to get me the hell out of here. Right. I mean, the transition is fabulous and you're like, whoo, Lord, where was I? And so that is going into Aries, which then connects by Thursday to the Chiron in the sky. So if I want you to pay attention to Thursday, because Thursday, and let me see if some of Friday will be involved. No, it's mostly going to be Thursday. See if you feel some Chironian effect. If you feel like you might have been, you hit a wound, or you notice the history of hurt in your life, okay? Pay attention to those things, because I think we're going to see an uptick Thursday. You have a chance to deal with Chiron. Venus is in there in the mix. So I think there's going to be this chance to heal some of the things that have been going on in your relationships that have been a little tough for many of you, okay? Now, we're building to the autumnal equinox, all right? I love to say that. It just rolls off my tongue, autumnal equinox. It's so much better than the vernal equinox. The autumnal equinox. First day of autumn is happening Sunday. And it happens at 5:44 in the morning, I believe. Yes, it is. I didn't put the AM there on the power peak. 5:44 AM, the sun enters Libra. When the sun enters Libra at that very moment, this is why we're called the tropical astrology. We're tropical astrology versus the Vedic astrology. This is tropical. We go by the seasons. So when the sun enters Libra at 5:44 in the morning, it is also the first moment of autumn, okay? So that's the autumn equinox. And guess what equinox means? Equal day, equal night. So the day and night are equal, which means it has been getting slowly dark right before your eyes, okay? And it's going to continue until winter. The solstice, okay? So I kind of like it. I mean, I do, because we get that extra hour of sleep. And if they didn't ever mess with the clocks, I wouldn't be as happy, but yeah, whatever. Okay, and then also on Sunday, Venus leaves Libra, the sign that it loves being in so much and brings so much joy to everyone, and gets into Scorpio. And the reason I say it like that is because Venus in Libra is kind of like we can't get too deep without being too upset. So when it goes into Scorpio, okay, at least we get to, you know, some Scorpio energy gets to be released a little bit, and all the Scorpios are at least a little happier, and we like Scorpios a little better when Venus goes into Scorpio. And Lord knows Scorpios need a little love, because nobody likes a Scorpio offhand. They always think about the things they don't like about their Scorpios. But this gives Scorpios a little love that they've deserved, okay? That's the week. So we're going to have the spring week with the minute Aries hits, right after this big eclipse. Then it goes into Aries, Taurus, Gemini for the week. That's like the best time to have the moon. Because when the moon gets in those later signs like Capricorn or Aquarius or Pisces, the issues get seriously heavy, okay? These are lighter. And we're grateful for that, because Pisces is really going to slam us in terms of the heaviness. Now, so in preparation for the eclipse, it's a full moon. So it's the moment where the minute it hits, we're releasing light the minute that eclipse hit. And it makes a point in our charts. So it's a couple things to do. Release your hurts, your anger, your blocks to success, your blocks to feeling self-love, your blocks. Release all that. Kelly's class will definitely help with that. I can't even emphasize that enough. And then have this intention for the experience of gratitude. Now, use the gratitude board at Once You Listen if you can. Go to onceyoulisten.com, scroll to the bottom. Underneath all the advisors, you'll see this place called the gratitude board. You just click it. Don't need to put your name, anything. Type your gratitude out. Perfect thing to do for an affirmation for the full moon and the eclipse. Also, put it in words, like, even if it hasn't happened and you're acting like you're grateful for it, because it has, that's a wink, wink trick. I trust the universe statement. It helps you keep that energy going. It's just my belief. I think it's useful. I think we're at the end. I think we covered it all. I'm going to come check on you guys one last time as you get ready for the intuition hour with Kathleen Hall. So let me check on you. I think I saved the bookmark. I might not have to go back to onceradio.com. Hit chat. There you are. Okay. And then let me just open you up and say goodbye to you all, and see if there's anything else we need to cover before we sign out. You guys are great. This is going to be a great week ahead. I'm excited for you, really. And we'll be sharing a lot. Lori Love says, I am taking Kelly Wetson's class. I adore her. I wouldn't miss it. Great endorsement. Thank you, Lori. Ali Shea, oh my God, just dropping in to say hi to one of the best tribe. Can't stay. Thanks, Mark, for being on demand. Have a blessed week. You guys, thank you so much. I'm with you. I'm for you. We're watching it all together. I see you, okay? Don't feel alone. And I feel that you see me. So thank you for that. Thanks for sharing this moment with me. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Kathleen Nicholson, up next. Don't miss her, okay? Big love. Happy eclipse. Take care.